Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a woman and two children have been hospitalised following a crash this afternoon between Killigordon and Ballybuffet. A number of elective procedures have been postponed at Letterkenny University Hospital due to pressures on site and a lack of bed capacity. Research from Ulster University has quantified the significant mental health impact of the defective concrete block crisis. And antique jewellery is among a number of items stolen from a house in Killybegs last week. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First in news though, a woman and two children have been hospitalised following a crash this afternoon between Killigordon and Ballybuffet. Emergency services attended the scene of the collision at Carrignamana at around 2:45pm. Gardaí say the woman, who is in her 20s, and the two children were brought to Letterkenny University Hospital as a precaution. The road has since reopened. A number of elective procedures have been postponed at Letterkenny University Hospital due to pressures on site and a lack of bed capacity. 186 people attended the ED yesterday, while 113 people are currently in the emergency department, with 23 patients waiting to be admitted. All available beds in the hospital are in use, while one ward is affected by a norovirus outbreak. People are being urged to only attend the emergency department if it is an emergency. Research from Ulster University has quantified the significant mental health impact of the defective concrete block crisis. A study of almost 400 adults living in defective block homes revealed that just over 40% of people were suffering severe depression, 26% with severe anxiety, 4.9% of respondents have post-traumatic stress disorder, almost 16% had complex post-traumatic stress disorder, and a concerning 35.5% of those who took part in the study had suicidal ideation. All the findings were comparable to those found in disaster-stricken and displaced populations. Dr. Karen Kirby, a senior lecturer for psychology at Ulster University, says urgent action is needed from the Irish government on the back of the report.
These were severe levels. We were able to compare these and match them to the Irish population previous surveys, and we're able to tell you that they are higher. I said sometimes 2 to 4 times higher than the general Irish population. So from that point of view, there has to be an urgent address of this and an urgent attention to provide the psychological support that people may need. It's very difficult for anyone to be able to say that they're feeling distressed by this, but this indicates that people are, and it validates and we're listening to people, and this validates very clearly what they're going through, and that we have some understanding and some compassion and some empathy for what people are enduring. And we believe that the Irish government really needs to respond to this urgently to prevent any further psychological harm. One thing that's important to highlight is the reasons why people may be experiencing, particularly the complex post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's that chronic toxic stress that people are enduring that contributes to those particularly high rates. And indeed, you know, people may be getting to a point where they're feeling, you know, potentially suicidal. And we know as well that what predicts suicide and suicide ideation is when people feel a sense of hopelessness, or they feel a sense of defeat, or a sense of entrapment. And these chronic levels of distress contribute to all of that. But we have to say too that the schemes that have been in place, there's still problems with it. People are still not getting things addressed.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin's ruled out the introduction of water charges for households. It's after the Housing Minister earlier said charges are not being considered at this time. A statement from the Department of Housing says no proposal for the introduction of charges has been brought to James Brown, and it's not part of the programme for government. People for Profit TD Paul Murphy isn't convinced this will be the end of the issue.
You know, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are in favour of water charges. I don't believe they've changed their mind on those fronts. I think they're ultimately in favour of water privatisation, and that they may well attempt to go back in that direction. But, like I say, I think they'll be making a major political mistake if they do so. We'll face huge opposition, and I think we will be defeated all over again.
Gaeltacht communities are demanding immediate action to address the housing crisis. Protests were held across the country yesterday, including Inghydore, as part of the Tin Chin campaign to highlight the ongoing depopulation and displacement of the Gaeltacht due to many people being unable to secure housing and as a result of being forced to relocate to English-speaking areas. There's calls now for a housing section to be established within Uttar na Gaeltachta. Seanan McKee, manager of Pobal Scara, says the preservation of the Irish language is at a very critical juncture.
The social linguists have been studying the language, and not only the Irish language, they've been studying minority languages all across the world that are in similar circumstances, that have come through a process of colonisation, and that are, you know, dealing with a dominant language such as English around them. For minority languages like that, such as Irish, to maintain a foothold in the community as the primary spoken language, you need to have a concentration of above 67% in the community who speak that language every day. Now, in most Gaeltacht areas, it's already fallen below that, and it's only a minority of Gaeltacht areas now where it's still above 67% who speak the language on a daily basis. So that means the language is at a very critical point. You wouldn't have enough concentration of speakers in the area, and you know, it's kind of like a domino effect. When it gets to that point, the community quickly starts turning to English.
Gardaí are investigating two recent hit and runs in Donegal. A motorist was hospitalised after their car was hit by an oncoming vehicle near Glenveagh National Park, while in Kilmacrenan a parked car was damaged in a hit and run over 2 weeks ago. Garda Grainne Doherty has more information.
This collision occurred yesterday, actually. So it occurred on the R251 at Derry Lehan on Monday the 10th of March, shortly after 5 p.m. This collision occurred between Glenveagh National Park and the junction for the Falkara Road. It involved two vehicles. One driver had been travelling in a blue Kia with a possible partial registration of 202. This driver did not remain at the scene. They travelled onwards in the direction of Dunluce. The driver of the second vehicle, they were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. So we're appealing to anybody who may have travelled along that stretch of road, of course, as always, with a dash cam, and valuable to us, if they could make that footage available to us. CCTV all around the area is going to be checked. We appeal to the driver particularly to come forward, to do the right thing and come forward. So anybody with any information can contact Gardaí in Milford.
Kilmacrenan now, this is going back to last month, a road traffic collision.
It is, yeah. This is going back to the 17th of February, actually, Monday, and it happened at Chapel View in Kilmacrenan between 8:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. A parked Jeep in that area had been struck by another vehicle and damage was caused. Again, in this situation, the driver left the area following the collision, so no details were obtained. Just we're appealing to anybody who may have witnessed that collision to make contact with Gardaí in Milford, and again, dash cam footage if anybody has that.
Peace talks between American and Ukrainian officials are ongoing in Saudi Arabia. They are said to have started very constructively. Meanwhile, the US President's envoy, Steve Witkoff, will reportedly travel to Russia later this week. Antique jewellery is among a number of items stolen from a house in the Killybegs area last week. Entry was gained to the property in Crocknagapple between Tuesday and Sunday last. Two silver rings, an antique yellow gold ring with a single diamond, and a Dell Pro Support laptop were stolen. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed any suspicious activity or vehicles in the area to come forward. An initial councillor says both Donegal County Council and the government must do more to monitor potential developments in Northern Ireland which could impact Donegal's waterways. In January, a public hearing into Dalradian's plans to begin gold mining in the Spearns was suspended for 2 months as the Irish government hadn't been notified of the inquiry, and Donegal County Council wasn't given adequate time to respond after a cross-border issue was identified. Councillor Albert Doherty says the issue is too important to ignore.
It's important that where impacts occur on the river systems, that the locals are made aware, etc., and a municipal authority and a plenary authority, a council authority, should be au fait and should be able to brief their community on what's happening as a result of mining or any other progress that's occurring in their region. And I always love to mention the region that we are in, the Northwest City region here.
And in terms of the continuation of the talks that have been, as you say, temporarily stopped, who needs to be involved?
Our communities are critically what needs to be involved, and I'm aware that a number of groups, individuals, have made submissions to Donegal County Council. These must be shared with all the relative parties in Oma, Enniskillen, Derry Strabane and ourselves. And it's a community has a significant role to play, and their concerns must at all times be heard, shared, and national and local government, I think, have a critical role to play.
A Safe Routes to School project is set to be rolled out for St Bridget's National School in Convoy. It's after serious safety concerns were raised over children travelling to and from the school. The Safe Routes to School programme began in 2020 with one of the first schemes to be completed in Donegal in Raphoe. Councillor Patrick McGowan says given the success of the project in Raphoe, it's important that's replicated in Convoy.
We had one of the first in the county down there in Raphoe, and then we drive through. Raphoe can see the fantastic jobs, about 100 metres on either side of the school and right across. So you have new footpath layers, parking, drop-off. Within our MD Convoy is the next nearest. We're then Convoy, and then after that is Cheshire. Like, we didn't pick these. There's a very strict criteria. So at least the St Bridget's School and Convoy is on that. And that's across from Town Park. So have our design office in Liverpool has been doing some design work, and obviously all these things, this is passed to the department and then they'll determine what speed we go at. A lot of schools in the interim take measures themselves. Like we had it years ago in St Mary's National School in Stranorda, where parents are encouraged to drive into the car parks and round the back out again and then drop off their children and they exit. So you don't have a whole bit of parents dropping up at the last minute. And a lot of the schools look around the county, you look at 5 minutes to nine, coming last minute, running here, parents running this way, children running. So you can see it every school.
So you're saying parents need to be a bit better organised in the mornings?
Not a bit, a lot better. Even going up Lurgy Brack, I pass it, and we all talk about it, and you pass it, like, it's crazy. And when you actually drive and pass some of these schools, there are parking spaces there. Everybody, it's like a supermarket, everybody wants to park at the front door, run on, run out, and you know, there's accidents waiting to happen. There's a lot of responsibility down to the parents.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the Donegal GAA Dynamo range at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with horse racing, and it's day one of Cheltenham this afternoon, and there's been a huge shock in the Unibet Champion Hurdle with 25-1 shot Golden Ace being a decisive winner. Dave Keena reports.
Huge drama in the Champion Hurdle. Constitution Hill, he fell at the fourth. Stateman and Brighter Days Ahead were in the process of fighting it out, and Stateman had her measure when he took a crashing fall at the last, impeded Brighter Days Ahead, and this left the race at the mercy of Golden Ace, who caused a huge surprise when she accounted for Burdett Road to win for Lorcan Williams and trainer Jeremy Scott. In association with Paddy Power News, for all your Cheltenham Festival tips, I'm Dave Keena.
Earlier, Lossiemouth successfully defended her mare's hurdle crown. The six-year-old stormed home at 64 odds on favourite. Hanton trainer Willie Mullins, a second win of the festival. The Mullins stable also claimed victory in the opening race with Paul Townend piloting Cops des Bordes to claim the Michael O'Sullivan Supreme Novices Chase. In soccer, Liverpool boss Arne Slot says instead of dreaming about lifting the Champions League trophy, he's barely slept ahead of their last 16 second leg against Paris Saint-Germain. The Merseysiders are 1-0 up despite being largely outplayed in the first game in Paris last week. Slot says that match has given him plenty of food for thought.
You have to work really, really, really hard to prepare the team in the best possible way. And that's what I try to do for every single game. But if you had a game like we had last week, you feel like, can I even go to sleep or do I have to watch even more?
Kick-off in that one is at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Inter, they host Feyenoord at the San Siro with a 2-0 lead. While Bayer Leverkusen, they take on Bayern Munich at home, trailing 3-0 from the first leg. Barcelona, they take on Benfica at the Olympic Stadium, leading 1-0 from the first leg. That game kicks off this evening shortly at 5:45. In other news cross-channel, Manchester United have announced plans to build a new 100,000 capacity stadium. It would see the club leave their current Old Trafford home, where they've played for the last 115 years. Co-owner Jim Ratcliffe says the new venue will be built next to the existing site to preserve its essence. In Gaelic games, the GAA's Central Council has ratified adjustments to some of the rule enhancements in Gaelic football. The tweaks suggested last week by the Football Review Committee will be in play for the final two rounds of the Allianz Football League. The major change is that the attacking team must now keep four players as opposed to three in their own half at all times. You can get the full details of that on highlandradio.com in the sports section. Moving on to rugby, and Mac Hansen and Tadhg Furlong have trained with the Irish rugby squad today as preparations continue for Saturday's trip to Italy and the Six Nations. Furlong could make his first appearance of the tournament after being frustrated by calf and hamstring injuries, while Hansen, he looks set to be available after missing the defeat to France with a quad injury. Ronan Kelleher and James Lowe also trained with the group today, and Gary Ringrose is available for the match in Rome after serving suspension for his red card against Wales. Finally, this evening in boxing, the Women's World Boxing Championships are taking place in Serbia. Dana Moorhaus lost in a split decision earlier today in her last 16 50 kg bout, while later on this evening, Grania Walsh is in 66 kg action against an Uzbekistan opponent. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Stormont Health Minister Mike Nesbitt says he wants to reintroduce the cross-border reimbursement scheme as a means of reducing waiting lists, but he still doesn't know how much money will be available to him. Mr Nesbitt told the Assembly that the recently agreed programme for government promises up to £135 million, but no figures have been agreed. He says he'll be proposing a cocktail of measures to stop the rising waiting lists, and his belief is that the cross-border scheme should be one of the first initiatives to be implemented.
We are tending, because of the pressures on the budget, to work hand-to-mouth, day-to-day, living in the day, and what we need to do is try and lift our heads up, difficult as it is, and start thinking a little bit more strategically. And if there is more money coming, we will look at all the options. But I think the cross-border scheme is the one to go with.
22 projects in Donegal are to share €1.33 million in funding from the Community Centres Investment Fund. Among those benefiting from today's funding announcement are the Donegal Family Resource Community Centre, Greencastle Resource Community Centre and Letterkenny Rugby Club. The money will go towards refurbishment and improvement works. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the key role of community centres came to the fore during Storm A. Owen, and he says he expects that to be reflected in future funding announcements.
Minister Cleary wasted no time since his appointment in approving these grants for 22 Donegal projects across the county. And of course, there will be some who would be disappointed, but this will be a revolving grant, both this grant and indeed other grants for the rural Donegal, rural Ireland. And of course, these would not come, and we all like to take credit, but it's the endeavour of the communities themselves who prepare very professional applications to the department. And I, as indeed are all public representatives, indebted to these communities who are doing such exceptional work in their respective areas.
One of the points that Taoiseach made when addressing the Dáil recently on the assessment of the response to Storm Éowyn was that the role of community centres really came to the fore. Do you believe that's going to be reflected in future funding and future discussions?
I have no doubt about that, but that will be reflected going forward, and community centres play such an important role. They provide exceptional facilities for those in their respective communities, and I believe that this must be taken into consideration.
Site investigation works for a major infrastructural project to improve water supplies in Letterkenny will get underway within the next few weeks. Ishka Aaron says 29,000 customers will benefit from the Letterkenny Water Supply Zone project when it delivers a more reliable water supply, but says investigative works must be carried out before the project can progress further. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Ishka Aaron says Letterkenny's current water supply infrastructure has a limited capacity, but this project will enhance it, allowing for growth in the area and also improving reliability for customers. The works will involve the laying of a trunk water main from Buncrana to Letterkenny, the upgrade and extension of the treatment facilities at the Ilis Water Treatment Plant, construction of new reservoirs and the upgrade of the pumping station at Bohullion. An Ishka Aaron spokesperson says the Letterkenny Water Supply Zone project is a significant investment for the region and investigative works are necessary to progress the project to the next stage. This will be done in phases with traffic management in place, but the utility says crews will make every effort to minimise disruption, with local and emergency traffic being maintained at all times.
The fire service battled for 2 hours to bring a major gorse fire under control near Pettigo at the weekend. The blaze broke out at around 5 p.m. in the Teaveboy area on Sunday. Gardaí have confirmed there are no reports of any injuries. Businesses in Donegal are being warned to be on alert due to the circulation of fraudulent notes. Gardaí say the £20 sterling notes are of very good quality. The serial number on the notes ends in 257. Gardaí are appealing to business owners to ensure staff have received adequate training in detecting fake notes. Over half of single-parent households in Ireland find housing costs to be a heavy financial burden. That figure is nearly a third for all households, according to the CSO. Its latest report shows the percentage of people living in enforced deprivation was 15.7% last year, down just over 1.5% from 2023. Enforced deprivation is defined as happening when a household experiences two or more of 11 items, such as being without heating at some stage or unable to afford to replace worn-out furniture. And finally, there's a new millionaire in Donegal. The lucky person scooped the prize of €1 million in yesterday's Daily Million draw. The winning quick pick numbers are 1, 3, 7, 8, 12, 33 and the bonus number 23. For weather now, dry with bright or sunny spells at first this evening, with showers developing more widely later. Lowest temperatures tonight of 0 to 4 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. A woman and two children have been hospitalised following a crash this afternoon between Killigordon and Ballybofey. Emergency services attended the scene of the crash at Carrignamana at around 2:45 p.m. A number of elective procedures have been postponed at Letterkenny University Hospital due to pressures on site and a lack of bed capacity. 186 people attended the ED yesterday. Research from Ulster University has quantified the significant mental health impact of the defective concrete block crisis. The findings were comparable to those found in disaster-stricken and displaced populations. And an initial cancer says both Donegal County Council and the government must do more to monitor potential developments in Northern Ireland, which could impact Donegal's waterways. In January, a public hearing into Dalradian's plans to begin gold mining in the Sperrins was suspended for 2 months as the Irish government hadn't been notified of the inquiry and Donegal County Council wasn't given adequate time to respond after a cross-border issue was identified. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, March the 11th. The death has taken place of Dr. Liam Thomas Bannon, Roscullen, Cornegill, Letterkenny, Donegal. Reposing at his late home, Roscullen, Cornegill, Letterkenny, from 12 noon to 9 o'clock on Thursday. Funeral Mass at 11 o'clock on Friday morning in the Church of the Irish Martyrs Ballyrain at Letterkenny, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Family time only on the morning of the funeral, please. Private family cremation later. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if wished to the Donegal Hospice and Irish Cancer Society, Care of Pascal Blake, funeral director or any family member. The death has occurred of Antonio Craig, Derry Volgay Avenue, Belfast. Service in Fisherwick Presbyterian Church, Belfast on Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Committal afterwards to Rye Presbyterian Churchyard, Manor Cunningham, Donegal for 2:30. Family flowers only, please. Donations may be sent if desired to the NI Hospice, care of S. Clark and Son, funeral directors, Newtonards. The death has occurred of Mary Bradley, Namagettigan, Glenealy, Crossroads, Killigordon, reposing at the family home today until 8 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Phil Duffy, Mina Creeve, Annagree. His remains are reposing at his home until 8 o'clock tonight. Rosary at 8 o'clock. House private after rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagree. Interment afterwards in the new graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Falkara Community Hospital, care of any family member. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, funeral director's Facebook page and on the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.